From His Fullness, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
We who are utterly empty, with nothing in us but sin and corruption, we receive from Jesus, this child, everything that He is as both God and man. The fullness of deity dwells bodily in Him.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size, year-end, tax-deductible gift to Issues, etc. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2009.
The abortion issue has been a concern. To make certain that the federal dollars are not used for abortion, the plan that we've put together here, that we have agreement on, in fact, walls off that money in a very effective manner.
That's Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska stating that the Senate's health care reform package that is now going to go through some more legislative hoops will not provide funding for abortion. Joining us to talk about the latest and an update on abortion and health care reform legislation, Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America. Wendy, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on.
I heard about this over the weekend, and of course I have my doubts. Is it true that what the Senate now will bring back to conference committee for the House also to consider for joint passage actually restricts and completely excludes federal funding for abortion and health care reform?
No, sadly, it will not. And it's so disappointing to see Senator Ben Nelson cave in this way. I admit I was rather shocked on Saturday morning when I found out that he agreed to this accounting scheme that is not that much different than what had been rejected by the House of Representatives. Any time that money is given to the federal government, then the federal government doles out that money, that means its federal funds are being used. They've simply set up a system in which someone will write a separate check that would go to a fund that would pay for abortions, but it will be the government that is paying for that insurance plan that will cover abortions.
Okay, so Senator Nelson has demonstrated that at the very least he's willing to compromise in some sense more than his pro-life Democrat counterparts in the House were before. That's where the battle really goes now. What do you expect, Wendy?
Yeah, that remains to be seen, and the Democrats and the Republicans that voted in the House for the Stupak Fifth Amendment need to be shored up. And it really is in our hands now as constituents to be contacting our congressmen and telling them to vote against any bill that will use federal funds to pay for abortions. Now, of course, there are a number of other things that are wrong with this bill. It'll create a massive government system. Healthcare costs will increase. Our costs in taxes will increase. Healthcare access will decrease. So overall, it's a terrible bill that will harm our healthcare system. And the pinnacle of it, to show how terrible it is that it would end up paying for the killing of innocent children. That is not health care. That is something that destroys human beings.
I'm concerned, too, because the Hyde Amendment, even if it's in its present incarnation, has been one of those kind of yearly renewed things. Well, now it has in effect been gutted by the Senate bill that has passed here. What is the future of the Hyde Amendment in general?
That's a very good question. Now, the Hyde Amendment applies to certain government programs, and this health care bill creates a brand new government program, and that's why the Hyde Amendment doesn't apply to it, because it is a whole different and separate government program. That's why it's important that there be language like the Stupak Fitz language in the bill that explicitly states no funds will be used for abortions. That's a disturbing question that you've asked, because it could then be argued once this scheme is set up that why shouldn't the other government programs also pay for abortion, so that we could see the dismantling of the policy that ensures that we as taxpayers won't be accomplices in abortion.
This is my final concern here, Wendy, and I want you to address it. That is, now with the endorsement of someone like Ben Nelson, they're going to go back to conference committee, and the president and the pro-choice Democrats and the leadership of the House and the Senate are all going to say, we fixed health care reform so that none of these objections having to do with federal funding of abortion should be heard anymore. We've taken care of that. Story over. Let's move on to other issues. What do you think? 1 minute.
People need to be clearly aware that that is not true. The Senate bill will fund abortions. And you're right, this will go to a conference. I think Nancy Pelosi was expecting that this would happen when the House bill passed with the Stupak Pitts. She was expecting that the Senate would give them something that would fund abortions. And so that is likely the bill that she will give to the House. She'll put forward in the House to for them to vote on. That's why we've got to pressure our House members, our congressmen, to vote against the health care bill.
Well, how do we do this? How do we go about, what do we need to say if you've got, you know, 1 minute or less on the answering machine or talking to an aide or someone at the other end of the phone in Washington, D.C.? What needs to be the message? Make that message right now with 1 minute.
Yeah, so the House members should be in their districts now for Christmas, so you might even be able to see them face-to-face and tell them that we should not be, as Americans, forced to be accomplices in abortion, and that will be done under this health care bill in which the federal government will be subsidizing abortions. The federal government represents us and only gains its power from the consent of the governed. So we, as the governed, should not be forced to be accomplices in an immoral, deadly act like abortion.
Folks, you'll find a link to Concerned Women for America at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America. We thank you for your time this afternoon, Wendy.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., open lines. I want your answer to this question. Seems simple. It is, but perhaps your reasons will be of interest to everyone listening. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I was thinking about this just a couple hours ago. I know which my favorite is, and I know why. I'll share it with you tomorrow during Open Lines, but I want to hear from you first. Which is your favorite Christmas hymn, Christmas carol, the songs of the Christmas season? And be ready to tell us why when you call during Open Lines tomorrow on Issues Etc. Wednesday on the program, we'll discuss messianic prophecy, especially those surrounding Matthew's account of the birth of Jesus. Dr. David Adams will be our guest. Thursday on the program, we'll study the Christmas hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder. One of your favorite guests and mine will be alongside for that study, Pastor Will Whedon. Then Friday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Arthur Just about the birth of Christ according to the familiar account in Luke's Gospel. That's all coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Issues Etc. Help us defend the faith, teach the truth as the year draws to an end here at Issues Etc. You can support us with an online donation, completely secure at our website, issuesetc.org. Or you can also simply write a check to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thank you in advance for your support. Thanks for all your support throughout this year and going into 2010. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.